Hey, thanks a lot for listening to this program, Chris Fabry Live. Want to let you know that in the program, you're going to hear music that we've had to edit out for copyright reasons and restrictions. We cannot play those songs for you, so thank you for understanding. A song I heard for the first time, an email, conversation with a friend a few months ago, and a single vote for the NFL's most valuable player all made me think we need to change our topic today, and we are going to do it. Welcome, friend, to the Radio Backyard Fence, and a conversation from the heart to the heart for the heart. I want you to hear a song, and then I have a question for you about the Hound of Heaven and how far he went to hunt you down. How long did he circle your block? How long did he knock at your door before you let him in? Someone needs to hear the encouragement of your story today, and you're going to get the chance to tell it on this edition of Chris Fabry Live. Let's get going. First, thank you to Ryan McConaughey, doing all things technical. Tricia is our producer. Tahir is in the chair today. Clara Gorn will be answering your calls. And since it's Friday, that means it's time for the fabulous Fabry Friday Sigh. Here's what it does. Number one, we oxygenate your blood. Number two, we get your endorphins going. Three, we raise your serotonin level. Four, we promote lymphatic drainage. And five, we stimulate your parasympathetic system. That's why we call it the five lung languages. We also stimulate your vagus nerve. And don't forget what it does to cortisol dissipation. Take in 4 seconds of air through your nose right now. Hold it 4 seconds. And then as you release that air through your mouth, push on the left side of your rib cage to get rid of all that bad carbon dioxide. Today we present a football sigh. Have you heard they're playing a game this weekend? It's the Friday before Valentine's Day sigh. It's the day before National Make a Friend Day, February 11th. Did you know that? It's a week and a half till President's Day sigh. And please give a long, the phone company still hasn't fixed my line sigh. But in all fairness, it's not their fault. It's what's considered an act of God for all things like that and more. Give a full-throated sigh. The fabulous Fabry Friday sigh is brought to you by my pals at the phone company and the pack rats who chewed through the main trunk line and lived to squeak about it, and the two Michaels who will join us on Monday, all rights reserved, void where prohibited. Okay, you should be able to deduce from the contents of the fabulous Fabry Friday sigh that today's program is not live. This is a best-of broadcast from last February. That's how we began the program on a Friday in February, just before a big football game and Valentine's Day. So the first order of business for me is to tell you, don't call our number today. If you hear dated information, which you are going to hear in this program, disregard it and listen for the heart of what you're about to hear. When I looked at the program title just like that, something happened inside. There was a feeling that this topic, this excursion onto the sea of confabulation, this chance that we took last year, it hit a nerve, at least for me, and I think it will for you as well. Let's see what happens as we jump back into the conversation for a Friday in February 2023. I heard something yesterday, and it moved me so much, and I can't get it out of my head, and I played it for other people, and it did the same thing for them, and something inside said, play Bonnie's song. Couple that with what happened last week with Shane and Shane when Phoebe called and told them what a song they sang meant to her after the loss of her son. And factor in the situation in Turkey, the devastation of the earthquake, the loss of life, the thousands and thousands. And then here's this headline, 10-day-old baby rescued with its mother from the rubble in Turkey's Hatay province 90 hours after powerful earthquake struck the region. By the way, if you go to the website, we have a disaster relief link. Go to chrisfabrylive.org, and at the top, you'll see this real creative title, Disaster Relief. So you can't miss it. I also saw there was one NFL team member who got a vote for most valuable player, and he's not a player. That influenced me, too, because all of these things deal with some form of rescue. And maybe today you are the rescuee, and you're going to identify with Olivia. Or perhaps you know an Olivia, and you have been praying for her or for him. Olivia Zand Zand, is the fictional character in a song that won a Grammy this past Sunday, Song of the Year. I didn't watch the Grammys. Did you? My guess is a small percentage of those who are listening right now watch that. An equally small number have probably heard Bonnie's song. I certainly hadn't. A lot of young people who watched were tweeting, "Who's Bonnie?" And you may ask, with all the great music that Christians are creating, why are you playing a secular song by a secular artist like Bonnie Raitt? I think you'll understand when you hear it. There's one line in here that grabbed me by the heart and wouldn't let go. I want you to listen for it. Bonnie sings, "They say Jesus brings you peace and grace. Well, he ain't found me yet." And she sings it in that smoky voice of a 73-year-old with that "I've been around the block a time or two" swagger, that "I've struggled with regret and addiction and more" kind of voice. If you can echo those words, "Jesus ain't found me yet," I want you to listen. He might be closer than you think. And if Jesus found you and didn't give up on you, I want to give you a chance to tell your story of when he knocked and you let him in. Do me a favor. Take a minute. Stop what you're doing. Lean a little closer and listen to every word that Bonnie Raitt sings in this song, just like that. The best art, songs, poems, novels, stories, films, the best art moves us inside in a way we can't explain. And I want to let you respond to Bonnie's song if you heard it for the first time. What I had to do is go back and listen to it again. Wait a minute, what happened to her? She lost her son. Here's the number, 877-548-3675. Tell me what it did to you inside when you heard, especially when you heard that turn that she took, you know, about Jesus and the grace. And then I want to hear from somebody. I want you to tell me what your "I had to let him in" story is. How did the grace of God find you? How long did it take? How far did God have to go in order to track you down? And in the lyrics, it says, "I've been trying to," T-R-Y-N-A, "I've been trying to find you." How far did God have to go? And what caused you to finally open the door? I think there's a lot of people who believe because of the regrets and the struggles of the past. And Olivia, in Olivia's case, it's because she looked away and something bad happened. We don't know what it is. Something bad happened that caused her son to die. And then she gave the gift of his heart to this other fellow. This is not autobiographical. Bonnie Raitt said that she saw this video of someone that this actually happened to, and she wanted to capture that in a song. And I think she did it. I think she did it. What about you? How do you respond to that song you just heard? This is a Best Of conversation from last February on Chris Fabry Live. So our phone line's not open. You can answer on our Facebook page if you'd like to. But I want you to keep listening to the stories that we're about to hear and the grace we're about to uncover. Straight ahead on Moody Radio. This is Chris Fabry Live on Moody Radio. Thanks a lot for joining us today at the Radio Backyard Fence. It's kind of a rescue day. I mentioned this NFL story. One person got one vote for most valuable player. I think Patrick Mahomes won. He'll be playing on Sunday. The one person who got one vote was Bill's assistant athletic trainer, Denny Kellington. I just love this. He received one fifth-place vote for most valuable player because of his work on the field, the game of the Bills against the Bengals when he did CPR on DeMar Hamlin after DeMar suffered a cardiac arrest on the field. And it was, they've tracked her down. Susie Kohlberg cast the vote for him. And I thought, yeah, that's it. So really, I'm talking about rescue today in a way. And first, I want you just to respond to the song. by Bonnie Raitt. Bridget is calling from Florida. Hi, Bridget. Go right ahead. What do you want to say?
Hi. I just so happened I got off work a little earlier than usual, and I got in my car and drove off, and I heard the song, and I hadn't heard it, hadn't seen the phrase, and hadn't heard it. And I had to pull over because it literally brought me to tears, because it just, the one thing that resonated with me was in the song, and hearing it was just the grace of God, that God's grace is sufficient, and that he provides these times and things that happen in our lives just for us to know that he is God and he is good, and his grace is so gracious. And I'm just
and
thankful.
He's there.
I'm just thankful
and
for that
there.
Moment. He's there. Yes.
And he's running after both of us, Bridget, and he's running
yes.
after, you know, that person who's listening. I'd say that the person who's been running from God for a long time is running after you, but he's also running after somebody who has tasted of that, you know, of his goodness and his grace and mercy, and now you feel like you're outside of it. You can't, because you've made a big mistake in your life or done whatever, and you have so much regret, and you feel like, well, God can't love me now. And he does.
Absolutely.
Doesn't he?
Absolutely. I work with young people every day, and hearing this, it is just enough to say, you know, keep doing it. Keep encouraging them. You know, sometimes your word, your hug, your hi, you know, something so simple that we think is simple can mean so much and can touch the heart of someone for God. And, you know, it can be an everlasting gift for them.
Yes. Bridget,
and thank
that's
you for
exactly
that reminder.
It.
That was timely.
I think of that when Jesus told the parable of the widow and the unjust judge. And I think it's Luke who says, and he told this parable to teach them that they ought to always pray and not give up. So if there's somebody that you've been praying for a long time, don't stop. You don't know when they're going to respond. It's not up to you to make them respond. It's up to you to just be faithful. Bridget, you be faithful where you are. Dale is in Tennessee. Dale, why did you call today?
I became a Christian at a very young age, and needless to say, that didn't always go through in my life. I spent a lot of years running from God, even knowing he was there and, you know, knowing his presence, feeling his presence, but still rebelling against him and running my life for myself. And that turned into, you know, I had a pornography addiction for a while, and I was an alcoholic for over 25 years and just a monster basically to my wife and my kids. And through it all, God, I mean, without God, I wouldn't be where I am today. And because of his relentless love and pursuit of me, he's seen me through all of that, and he graced me and he blessed me to be able to not only fully give my life to him unconditionally, but he graced me and he blessed me with my wife and my girls that are still in my life and still accepting me, loving me. And, you know, now we're on a new path, and it's my life has been a whirlwind, and I've messed up so much. I just want to be maybe a reassuring or an encouraging voice to people that feel like they're too far gone.
Yes.
That they don't deserve anything. You know what I mean? And it's God's relentless love. He will continue to pursue, and he will see everyone through. And all we have to do is just ask him to help. Open up our hearts, because he will change lives. I'm living proof of it. So that's
Thank you for just the vulnerability and the truth that you spoke there from your own heart and life, and the long, you know, wrapped up with this, that, and the other thing. Dale, God bless you, friend. Glad you called in, and that is hopeful to anybody who's in the midst of the struggle. There is Clarence Schuler was on with us yesterday, and he was talking about depression and anxiety. And the very last part of the song that we just played says, I've spent so long in darkness, I never thought the night would end. But somehow, grace has found me. And I had to let him in. And I read a proverb each day. Today's the 10th. I read Proverbs 10. And I was struck for the first time, I hadn't seen this, how many times the word life is used. Got out my yellow marker. The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life. The labor of the righteous leads to life. The one who follows instruction is on the path to life. The fear of the Lord prolongs life. And you just see this again. Jesus came to give life and give it abundantly. I want you to have life. God wants you to have life. You're struggling with alcohol. I saw a report, too, about gambling addiction and how, because it's proliferating, it's not just at the casino. You can do it anywhere now. How churches need to be thinking about how are we going to deal with the gambling addiction that is going to be fomenting in our world. What are we going to do with that? How are we going to help reach out and help? There is life that is here, and there's imitation that wants you, you know, the enemy just loves to imitate life. And what you're hearing from Dale is, I was going down this road and God grabbed a hold of me, and now I'm going to different, and it's changing everybody around me. I don't know what happened to Olivia Zand after that song, you know, your mind can only figure out, but she had to be a different person after that fellow walked in and knocked on her door and she let him in. Matt is in Michigan. Matt, why did you call today?
Well, I just caught right when you started Bonnie Raitt's song, and beautiful song, first time I've ever heard it. And whether I hear that or I hear another testimony, you know, any song of God's grace, I've been a Christ follower for 16 years, and real easy to fall into the complacency as the years go on. But God rescued me from just a horrendous lifestyle of drinking, drug addiction, sexual immorality. And I know that's not a unique situation, but what really blows my mind is now got me back in a ministry working with guys that are in the same position that I was 15, 20 years ago. So I would have never imagined, you know, back in 2001, 2005 area, that my life would even be somewhat stable. And in fact, my addiction was so bad that I actually attempted to take my own life in 2001. And then in 2002, I was in a drunk driving accident. It was a single car accident. There's no reason other than God's grace that I'm even alive, let alone functional. And so those two things, but then also to put me in a ministry where I'm now working with men that have substance issues, incarceration. I had an unplanned pregnancy. I also have a beautiful teenage daughter out of that unplanned pregnancy. Now her mom and I were never together, so I was a single dad. And now working with guys like that, it just blows my mind. Even yesterday, speaking at an event, talking about God's grace. And I think the farther I get into my walk, I don't think I become complacent. I think it just drives me more, because every day that grace is just more magnified in my life.
Yes. Do you identify that with what I just said about the whole life thing then, that what you had back then, you were searching for something that would satisfy and you didn't have it? It sounds like today, you know, your life is not happily ever after, but you see the sun coming up and you're grateful and you're thankful for things.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think the passion, you know, I mean, I know we use Romans 8:28 a lot, but he truly is taking all of those horrible experiences that I have, and, you know, the pain and the trauma and all these things that I had in my childhood, and now he's using it for ministry. And I think when you're able to speak with, and I'm not just speaking to myself, but anybody that's been radically changed by Christ, you know, you speak with such a passion and a genuineness that people identify with that, especially people that are still looking for that. And, you know, you're able to share the gospel in a different way and just say, listen, I'm speaking from personal experience here, and build off of that.
Yes. Bingo. And I want to get to that at some point. And that's a perfect entree, Matt. Thank you for taking the time to call us today. That's the perfect entree to what I wanted to talk about at some point. And that's another aspect of this. I encountered an email from, it was actually Doug Hutchcraft, Ron's son, who sent this email out about Rescue. Outreach Magazine, Jonathan Sproul, who's co-editor there, interviewed Ron. And Ron said, when I was 4 years old, my six-month-old baby brother died mysteriously overnight from some heart or liver or kidney disease. My parent didn't even know the cause. My dad was a machinist on the south side of Chicago, but he still had money to gamble and smoke and drink. My dad, in his grief, took me to Sunday school, and he didn't go in. He just sat in the car and read his paper. Sat in his machinist clothes and smoked his cigarettes and waited until I came out every week. I loved it. And eventually I came out and I told him I asked Jesus into my heart. I don't think he knew what to do with that. But eventually he came in because he was invited by the men's class Sunday school teacher who didn't wait for him to come in. He left the doors of the church and finally went out to the man in the car and invited my dad in. A few months later, my dad gave his heart to Christ. My mom did after that. And I got a new mom and dad. So Ron says, we were lost. And I look back and I realize my dad might have stayed lost except for somebody who got outside the walls. He wasn't far outside the walls, but he didn't wait for my dad to come in. So when we come back from a break, you're going to hear a story from Ron Hutchcraft that I think will encourage you. And I hope you'll listen through that lens of, do I have somebody in my life who is an Olivia, who's kept a door closed, and I'm praying for that open door? Listen with that in your heart as we continue. This is a best of broadcast of Chris Fabry Live, online, chrisfabrylive.org. This is Chris Fabry Live on Moody Radio. Thanks a lot for tuning in today on this Friday that is recorded. We've gone back to a program that we did in February of last year. Second Friday in February. Right before a big football game, right before Valentine's Day. And I played this song by Bonnie Raitt. So I want you to hear a little bit more of it. You know, and I said at this point in the program, Bonnie's music, she's kind of politically motivated. She's kind of left of center with her music. I can kind of guess how she votes or what she thinks about social issues. And you can't listen to the song that we play today and not think about the unborn. And this is the time of day, the time of the program that I usually mention CareNet, and I'm going to do it again. Because they have a free 40-day devotional of unborn lives saved and parents' lives transformed. That's why they call themselves pro-abundant life. It's not just save the life, save that heartbeat of that little baby until it comes out of the womb and then we move on to the next. It's the pregnant mother. It's the father of the child, sometimes pushing the mother toward abortion, because that's all they can see. The pregnancy decision line that CareNet hosts, there are just so many stories. And this devotional, 40-day devotional, I know is going to encourage you. There's an awful lot of discouraging stuff that goes on with the issue of life these days. Get some encouragement. Go through this devotional. It's absolutely free. Click the green CareNet button at chrisfabrylive.org. Go to chrisfabrylive.org, click the green CareNet button, and download your free 40-day devotional today. As we continue with the program from last year, our next caller responding to that song is Jay.
Hi. When I heard this song, it just took me back to some things that happened in my past. After losing my own son when she said that, it kind of resonated with me, because it was when I knew at the end of my journey of grief and everything that I've gone through after losing him, it just took me to that place within myself where salvation started, and grace was just given me to the extent that I understood how much the Father loved me, instead of how much I felt like something had happened that should not have happened. Because I used to go around saying that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, but why did he take mine?
Yes.
But it came full circle for me at some point in my life. And I remember that listening to this song. And it's just God's grace and his love and his mercy is amazing. I just wanted to share that with the audience.
It sounds like you are still bathing in that grace. You're swimming in the depths of it, because in the song, Bonnie Raitt sings, "And just like that, your life can change. If I hadn't looked away, my boy might still be with me now. He'd be 25 today." And it sounds like you went to into the darkness of that grief, but God was there. His grace and his mercy ran after you.
He met me there. He met me in that dark place. And it was just an awesome experience. It's an experience that I'll never, ever forget. But listening to her song just kind of took me there. And I just had to say thank you, Jesus, because I remember.
Yes.
And I'll never forget. And I share this with others. And, it's just awesome.
Well, I want you to know, as you're listening today, if that's you and you're Olivia or you're Jay and you are where she was right now, whether it's grief or addiction or whatever it is that's going on in your life, and you're feeling this thing that's resonating deep down inside, it is that. It is real life. And the grace of God is real and is abundant, you know. It is also available to you. He wants to invade your life. He wants to change you from the inside out. Because Christianity is not just, oh, I get to do, you know, some good things to make me a better person. No, it's you're going from death to life because of what Jesus offers you. And that, even though I don't think Bonnie necessarily meant that in her song as she's writing it, God's grace and his mercy floods even those who don't understand it. And maybe Bonnie does. I want to short shrift her here today, but maybe she understands it. You know, she had planned that out. But whether she did or not, it's true. Walter is in Florida. Walter, why did you call today?
The reason I called you today was that for the first 39 years of my life, I never knew love. I had been married 5 times, and I had sex with over 200 women. I didn't know what the word love even meant. My father was an alcoholic, beat me all the time, never told me he loved me. So I went all that time without knowing it. And then one day, I went into Save-A-Lot store, and I found 2 IDs and $680 in it. And I threw the IDs away, and I kept the money. And I needed to have 6 teeth pulled out. And I took the money, went down to the doctor's office, scared to death of needles. I hated them. The whole time I was in the military, I tried to avoid the needles altogether. So I sat down in the doctor's office, showed her my mouth, and the nurse said, "That's the exact amount of money that I had found." So I said, "Okay." So she left, and the doctor was supposed to come out. So I looked up in the sky, and I said, "Okay, God, if you're listening, I need to get these 6 teeth pulled out with no pain whatsoever, and I'll be the biggest Jesus freak you ever met in your entire life." And the doctor came in and looked at my mouth, and he said, I'm not going to use a needle. I'm going to use air guns." And I said, wow, he must have been listening when I was talking to God. And he left and came back, and then he used air guns. Then he came back and touched the insides of my mouth, all around the inside of my mouth. Then do anything whatsoever. So he left. And then the nurse came in, and the nurse says, here's a prescription for the pain. And I said, yeah, she said, you can go. I said, he ain't pulled my teeth yet. She said, yes, he has. And I run my tongue over my gums, and they were gone. And I said, I'm going to have to go to church this Sunday. And I've been going to church ever since. And from that point forward, I'm an ex-cop, and I do a prison ministry. And on the average, I lead in the streets over 12 people a day to the Lord. I found love.
Walter, I got to ask you, I got to stop you right there. Let me ask you this. You started this by saying you didn't know love. All those, you talked about your dad, you talked about your history, you know, with women, et cetera, et cetera. It sounds like now you know what love really is. That's changed inside of you. Is that true?
It's true, because love is not cigarettes. Love is not pornography. Love is not sex. Love is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the most wonderful man in the entire world.
And he came to do what you could not do for yourself, Walter. You know, all that sin and everything that you just mentioned back there, you couldn't outdo that. You couldn't wipe that away. That was there. That is, you're guilty. And because of his righteous life, and because he paid the debt for you, he puts his righteousness on you. So it's not just, you know, you get into heaven by the skin of your teeth. It's you get a place at the table, you get the robe, you get the ring because of what he did for you. You are there because of what he accomplished for you. Walter, thank you for calling in here today. And if that's where you are and you're searching for that, I'm looking for real love in all the wrong places, as another country song used to say. Now, this is the right place. In the heart of God is him looking for you. Let me take one more call. Walter, thank you. Deborah, that song touched your heart for a little bit different reason. Tell me about it.
Yes, my son passed away December 13th this year, 2022. So it's still very raw, and I've been praising God, even though I don't know why. But he was an organ donor. His wife has touched me so much because he gave life through his kindness. He was a giver, but he gave life to a man in Georgia who got his heart, and he has seven children. And I am just so blessed by that song, because I've been having a hard day, and just hearing that song just really blessed me.
I am so glad.
It made me to realize that he may have gave life to someone who he saved someone's life by his life.
Well, and here's the other thing of that song. Yes, Deborah, here's the other thing. In the song, I'm going to read the line to you that Bonnie Raitt wrote, and I want you to receive this, okay? It says, I've spent years just trying to find you so I could finally let you know it was your son's heart that saved me, and a life you gave us both. So you gave your son life, and then you were part of giving that man that you're talking about in Georgia, you're part of giving him life too.
Yes. It just blessed me, because I've been saying, why, God, I trust you, God, but carry me through this, because I don't understand why you took him at this age. And but I'm thankful. I trust God. I just trust him through it all.
I'm so glad you got through, Deborah, and I'm so glad that you heard that today. And I'm glad that you were encouraged. And here's the thing for those who, if you know somebody who's far away or who's been running, look at the story, in the song, look at how much time goes by to process and to go into the darkness, and to that Olivia was allowed to go before the knock on the door. So I don't want to rush anything that God is doing in somebody's heart who is running away and is processing all of this grief or struggle or anger. We talked with Clarence yesterday, Dr. Schuller, about the anger that he had about some of the things or the triggers in his past. I don't want to short circuit that route because that is a part of the story. But when I would come back, I want you to hear, we had an off-the-air conversation with Ron Hutchcraft about this very thing, about those who are concerned about somebody else, and you've been praying and praying and praying. I want you to hear that straight ahead. This is Chris Fabry Live on Moody Radio. Thanks for joining us at the Radio Backyard Fence. I want to play something from Ron Hutchcraft. This was recorded for a back fence post. For those of you who give a gift each month to Chris Fabry Live, you become partners with us. We record videos. Sometimes it's just me. Sometimes it's I go in the backyard and I show you our cat. We're actually getting ready to get a couple of goats, or at least that's what Andrea says. We're getting a couple of goats. So I'll show you my goats at one point. Some things that are parked across the street that I can't figure out what they are. But every now and then a guest will stay with us and we'll record a little bit more. And I want to play this from Ron, but parenthetically, if you want to support what we're doing here, if you appreciate the spiritual encouragement, the nourishment, and you want to give a gift any size each month, you become a Backfence partner and you get that video that I send out each week, as well as a signed copy of The Promise of Jesse Woods and a whole lot more. So go to chrisfabrylive.org, scroll down, you'll see how you can be a Backfence partner with us right there. We need your help in March, and it'd be great to hear from you today. Remember, if you're a Backfence partner with us, you get access to the gift that we send out each month to anyone who gives. This month, great book, Glenna Marshall's Memorizing Scripture. I think it'll help. Go to chrisfabrylive.org or call 866-95-FABRY. So Ron Hutchcraft stayed after a program we did with him last year, and he told this story.
You know, we went as a family on the Outer Banks of North Carolina, which is called the Graveyard of the Atlantic. Been thousands of shipwrecks there over the centuries. And we saw a life-saving station there. It's one of the last that's there. It's not functioning as one, but all along the maritime coast, they had these life-saving stations every 7 miles. And you'd have a 7-man crew, and they would see that there was a boat in distress or hear that there was a boat going down and lives at stake. And they'd go down to the beach, and they'd get in a little boat, and who knew if they would come back even. They'd go into the storm. They'd go into the surf. And they became some of the greatest heroes in American history, saving thousands and thousands of lives that otherwise would have gone down at sea. But when I went there, I was like, I just saw a picture of the mission of Jesus on this planet. That's what he did. He didn't wait for us to come to his meeting. He went into the surf. He went into the storm. He went to the cross to pay the price to rescue us. In fact, his personal mission statement can be translated from the Greek this way. The Son of Man came to look for and rescue those who were dying. That was you. That was me. And so now it becomes our mission to go into the surf, not wait for them to come to our deal. They probably never will. No one ever came to the door of the life-saving station, knocked on the door and said, "Hello, I'm drowning. Can you help me?" In every case, they had to go into the place where the dying person was. Well, every Christian, every listener, every believer is right now in the life of somebody who doesn't know Jesus. And consequently, you are the best possible messenger to them. It's not going to be some professional God salesman that reaches them. It's going to be an everyday, you say, "Well, I'm just ordinary." That's why you're qualified. That's who people listen to. They listen to ordinary people because they're ordinary people. And so our mission is not just to witness or do evangelism or whatever. Those are all good. That's nice. I see it in the scriptures described as rescue. How about this statement? Snatch others from the fire and save them. There's a rescue verse. Rescue those who are being led away to death and hold back those who are staggering towards slaughter. This is life or death business. That's why I call it rescue. That's why scripture describes it as rescue. This isn't a matter of changing beliefs or you just dumping your beliefs on somebody else. This is their eternity at stake with the information I have locked up in my heart.
I wanted you to hear those words of Ron Hutchcraft, to hear his story, so that you would be encouraged not to give up on the person you know who needs to open the door. Ron wrote a book, A Life That Matters. We talked about it a couple of months ago. You can't make that choice for the other person. Your job is to be faithful with the message, the truth about the rescue mission that Jesus came on for you, for me, and for that other person. And then you pray and you stay in that person's life as much as you can, and you ask God to do the work that only He can do in the heart. A year after we aired that program, I'm just glad for the space to have conversations like this, to play a song like that that will stir you, that will get you thinking in a way on a Friday as you're heading into a weekend. I hope it's done that for you. I received an email after the program that day, and it gave me an awful lot of encouragement. Let me read it to you. Chris, today was a day that I had so many ordinary things that needed to be done. But as you shared and helped others share in light of Bonnie Raitt's song, I couldn't not listen to your show. Thanks for sharing things of eternal value. My housework and chores can wait. God bless you. Well, the truth is you can probably do them at the same time, a lot of those, but there are some things that bring you up short that make you sit down and just think deeply. That's what we hope happens every time you turn on the radio, of Moody Radio, of any program, any song that you hear, and especially the conversations that I get to have at the back fence. I can't thank you enough for listening, for participating, and for coming back on Monday and hearing another live conversation between some friends at the back fence. Thank you so much for your support. If you haven't gone to the website, do that today, chrisfabrylive.org. You can click CareNet there, and you can also support us there, and a whole lot more, chrisfabrylive.org. Thanks, and a tip of the hat to Bonnie Raitt for her words today. And thank you, friend. Chris Fabry Live is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.